time to talk business and finance. And today my guest is Ben Butler. He's a business reporter at the Australian newspaper. Ben, welcome.
Good evening.
New conditions are being placed on the purchase of superannuation funds. What's the story here?
Yeah, so the Prudential Regulator has got new rules. If you want to buy control of a super fund, you now need to satisfy them that you're a fit and proper person. You need to tell them all about whether you've committed any offences, whether you've been investigated by authorities here or overseas, what your plans are for it, a sort of laundry list of information that for some reason or other wasn't previously required.
So why are they introducing this? What's the need for it?
Well, it's been a bit of a loophole where you can, when you start a super fund from scratch, you have to satisfy them that you can do it and that you're a reasonable person to do it. But when you want to just buy one, you haven't had to do any of that stuff before. And in the past, that's been used by people to take over super funds. The most notorious case is a thing called Trio Capital, where about $157 million of people's savings disappeared. It was described in Parliament as Australia's biggest ever superannuation fraud. So a bit of a mess. That was a decade ago, mind you.
All right, let's move on to another story. A senior Australian Huawei executive has slammed the Australian government's management of the NBN. What did he say?
He said it's failed. It doesn't work and it's a catastrophe. So David Soldani, who used to, before he started at Huawei Technologies Australia, where he's the chief technology officer, he used to work as the head of 5G for Nokia, who people might remember for the indestructible little phones. He said that it's just not measuring up and that, you know, $50-odd billion has gone down the toilet. I mean, I guess he would say that, seeing as
Huawei. Yeah, that's right, if you look at the history. Why are his comments being seen so inflammatory?
Well, you know, Huawei is the centre of this enormous and sort of globe-spanning fight between Western intelligence agencies and the Chinese government. In the West, most of the Five Eyes, which includes us and the United States and the UK, regard Huawei with suspicion and barred them from participating in the construction of 5G networks, the next wave of networks, with the exception of the UK, who have caused a bit of tension in this kind of intelligence relationship by saying, yes, you can. And Huawei is obviously very unhappy about that. And it's hard not to see these remarks as sort of lashing out against the fact that they're barred from the local industry.
And just finally, financial investment management company IOOF has a new CEO. Who is it?
His name is Renato Mota, and he is a former IOOF senior executive himself, worked there for quite a while. He's been acting CEO since December when the previous CEO stepped aside because the Prudential Regulator, who we were talking about a moment ago, APRA, say he's not a fit and proper person to run a super company and have taken him to court. So Renato's got quite a lot on his plate.
Yeah, he's inherited a bit of a tricky situation. What sort of huge difficulties are they facing?
Well, so the problems have been going on for some time. I mean, I'm just looking at the clock. We could take you through to the news just with the problems. But basically, so the past few years have been under pressure over practices within the company. There's some allegations published in the Fairfax Media in 2015 about front running and insider trading, that kind of thing. Nothing really came of that at the time. But during the Royal Commission hearings last year, the former CEO, Chris Kelleher, had a very, very bad time. Was taken to a number of examples where the company had used customers' own money to compensate them for things the company had done wrong, which he said, I'm quoting, passed the pub test. APRA disagreed clearly and has taken action to have him and the chairman and a few other people, senior positions in the company, disqualified from running super funds entirely. On top of that, they've got new license conditions on them. It's a big struggle to regain some credibility.
Okay. And Ben, you're leaving the Australian. You're going to be at the Guardian next week.
I'm taking a few weeks off, but that is correct. I finish at the Oz on Friday, and I'm taking a position at The Guardian where I will be senior business reporter. Don't get too excited. There's not a junior business reporter, so it's just me there at this point.
Oh, that's hilarious. Ben Butler, being senior as always, hopefully not having too many senior moments, just a joke there, not a discriminatory joke about senior people, but actually just a bit of a dig at Ben Butler, who I know will appreciate it. Hey, Ben, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.